Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 226, I think. Last week was 225, so.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's how those numbers work.
They go up, right? They don't go down.
Yeah. I am Chris, as always joined by Tony.
Hello.
Oh, get him.
And Fozzie.
Hello.
And Jeff.
Hello.
Fozzie wants them to get me, apparently.
CIA agents kill all of them. I'm watching the footballs.
Yeah. Buffalo's got in 79 yards in the second half in this game.
It's 31-9 right now.
It's because Kyle Orton is the
I don't
best
know,
Bills quarterback of all time.
Yeah, he is. Still hasn't thrown an interception, though. So.
Quality.
I can't believe that man still has a job in this.
He retired so he wouldn't have to play on the Cowboys.
Did he? That's hilarious.
Yeah, he was like, I don't want to play there. So he retired, and then the Bills were like, we need a backup. And he's like, I'll come freeze my ass off.
Didn't Carson Palmer do that? Am I forgetting that? Like, it with the Bengals or something?
He retired for years. Can trade me, or I'll retire.
Yeah.
Like, we're not trading you, and he just retired.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
Fine, we'll trade you now.
They trade him to Oakland.
Yeah.
There's only, like, two or three worse places you can trade him to, so... They
but
got
it's fine.
Him.
He was on Oakland for like a year.
Man's
and
a goddamn
go
national treasure, anyways.
He got to go play for Arizona. Now he's hurt. So,
oh man, fuck. He's like the one good like quarterback out of the USC's dynasty. That's like,
come on,
legitimately
did you
see
pretty the good. Sanchez,
oh. I know, dude.
Oh,
I'm excited, man.
God,
Sanchez throwing it up, baby. Slinging them things.
I have to hear about it non-stop.
Oh, I love it too, because all the Jet fans were giving them shit.
Oh, and then he like went downtown after the game, not even downtown. He was just in South Philly and went
got a cheesesteak.
Yeah, and that was leading news. Like, I woke up on Tuesday morning, and that was the lead story.
Listen,
on the news.
Sanchez
that made the news down.
Sanchez
here.
Just hanging out with everyone, just you know, loving life. Eating cheesesteaks with his girlfriend.
I'm sure
Don
is happy.
Let him enjoy his time.
Don is thrilled. Don loves the Sanchez.
Now, what you get for someone that loves Rogue Legacy and fucking Destiny still. These are the things that we have to deal with on a yearly basis at the
sure.
Game of the Year Awards.
I'm sure we don't hear about Rogue
Legacy. I looked at our rankings and I'm like, how the fuck? Oh, there's 11 points for... 11 points for Destiny. There's one first place vote. I wonder who that was. He's literally keeping that game, fucking game in our top 10.
It's very close to slipping out, though. So. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I think Call of Duty will be the game that kills it.
He has a strange
top 10. Oh, is it not there yet?
Yeah. He does have a very odd top 10.
I was looking at it, I was like, he still has like
that's
that team in there.
We do need someone to shake up the ranks.
Sure we
do. He could be your guy.
what am I going to convince him of?
Hey, man, if anyone is going to convince, like he should be the guy you should be aiming for because he plays, like, any and all games. Oh, yeah, you're
except
done.
Don hasn't played that many games this year, though, so you're going to have a hard time.
And he doesn't like the games that were like, right. Like he was like, I don't like Sunset Overdrive. I don't like Call of Duty. Like he's played them. He just doesn't. I like Destiny. Oh God,
it's weird.
Yeah, no one should like Destiny.
I mean, it was all right.
Yeah,
kind
of. I'm gonna play the expansion when it comes out.
Because you already bought it,
right?
If you hadn't bought it, would you play it? That's the question.
Probably not, because I have 4 Halo games to play.
Right. You have games that you actually want to play.
Yeah, and wow, like, I don't know. I played, let's get into the games. Halo Master Chief Collection's out. There's some issues with it for some people.
For people who want to play with other people.
Except for, like, the one guy that loves Halo, it's all working fine. It's a little suspicious.
He's probably lying to us.
Yeah.
I sent the pictures like there was people in my lobby.
Well, I've gotten in the matches, too, but not today.
Yeah, I've only, like, to be fair, I've only played, like, a handful of matches, but every time I've gone in, it's like 30-40 second wait, and then I have a lobby, and I'm in. They did take one of my playlists away, though. I was playing SWAT, and that's gone now.
They're probably trying to reduce the number because they're losing players because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So
they removed a whole bunch of them just to like draw people more towards certain ones or whatever, you know.
Yeah, even generally, I only play Team Slayer and SWAT anyway, so those are the two I'll consistently go to. And Slayer's going to be the one that has the most amount of people trying to bounce into it anyway, so that might be why. So I know people are trying to play like the Halo 2 anniversary maps, and that stuff's not there. I know that people are complaining there's issues, but the game itself, there are four Halo games there.
It's a lot of Halo.
And I started playing Halo 1 because that's how you should play that, right?
Start with Halo 1 in
order.
Right.
And it's the Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary Edition from a couple of years ago. Except they made improvements to it. One, it's 1080p and 60 frames a second now. But Jeff, did you play any of that?
I played the last mission of Halo 1.
Did you switch back and forth between the two?
I love the graphics.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love doing that. I can't wait to do it with Halo 2.
It's instant now. Like, in the other one, there was, like, a delay. There was, like, the screen would go black, and then it would switch.
Oh, shit.
Now you press it right away.
I do it all the time. It's great.
Fun. This is great.
I'm obsessed with it, man. I like playing with the old graphics more on that, almost.
Sometimes I like it, too.
I want to see the level of detail change, too, because, like, there's so much that, like, I mean, the level is the same, but they've added so much detail and textures to everything, and character models, and it's fantastic.
My God, yeah, the CGI for those cutscenes are fucking... The great thing is you can even cut out in the cutscenes, too, for the CGI. So you can go back and forth between like Halo 2. Yeah. So, like that intro where the Arbiter is gained his shit, like, you know, he's gained, dismantled all his armor.
Oh, you're talking about switch. Halo 2.
Yeah. Okay. Not Halo 1. Only Halo 2.
You can watch the old cutscenes, but you have to do it before the cutscene triggers.
No, you don't. Not in Halo 2.
No. In Halo 1.
In Halo 1, Combat Evolved, yes.
You have to do it before.
Yep. And, yeah, I actually took a look at that. I was like, oh, okay. That's interesting. I kept wanting just to fuck around with it. And it's almost bad to a fault because I keep doing it, and I keep just
right.
Like it's taken away from it almost. Holy shit.
Do you guys feel it plays a little differently though? Like it feels faster because, I mean, and granted it should feel faster because it's now 60 frames a second, but I don't know, playing that first level of Halo Combat Evolved, like, I felt like I was flying through the level, like, and I played it numerous times, but like I just felt like everything was moving way quicker and enemies were going down quicker. And
it's been too long for me.
Yeah, honestly, I think it has to do with like kind of the shooters that you're used to, and Halo is just like, you know, for better or for worse, there's no other shooter kind of like it. So,
right.
It's just. I have no idea. It's been such a while. All I know is that I'm getting like nostalgia trips left and right. Just because, first off, Halo 1 was my high school days, so I remember like hooking up the TVs and trying to get like up to 16 people at once playing it, or maybe it was 8. I don't know what it was at that time. But,
I think it was 8. I think you could hook up like 4 systems or. Two or four systems, but I think the max was 8.
Okay. Gotcha. So, anyways. And then with Halo 2, that was kind of like my college days, and just starting with, like, online and shit. And that was like, all those maps are just, like, iconic, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of maps. One of the things that was kind of, like, throwing me off originally when I jumped in, was these playlists like Team Slayer, it's like a mix of Halo 1 maps, Halo 2 maps, and Halo 3 maps.
Yeah.
And there are different rules for each set of Halos, and there are different controls for each Halo. Twitter friends and Facebook friends said that you can actually go in and change the settings to have one default control system. So, you, like, if you like the Halo 4 controls, you can just set everything to that.
I didn't know. Where can you do that?
Under settings and then controls.
Like, there's like a universal like jump and shoot, which is what I use for all of them. But it would not change it for all of them for me.
Huh. I tried it. Yeah. There's a, yeah, there's, like, it says, like, set for all playlists or whatever, so. But even then, like, you know, you have to know where the button for equipment is on, you know, Halo 3, or how to change your grenades in some of them, like. Some of that gets really confusing because, like, I'm pressing the wrong button because it should be here and it's not, and that gets a little confusing.
Where's the button for equipment on Halo 3?
Is it X? I believe it's X. I think it's X.
Oh, man, my mouth is on fire right now.
I think. there's some things missing from it as well. I mean, outside of the obvious, where Reach and ODST aren't there. But Spartan Ops is not in the game yet, which was the Halo 4 co-op stuff.
Now that is that coming?
Yeah, or? It's coming in December.
For a small fee?
No, it'll be part of, it'll be an update. They said around the same time, I guess, the Halo 5 beta kicks off.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not there. I bet it breaks the game when it comes out, too.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know, but yeah, that does... Jeff, you kind of asked about Firefight. It does feel like maybe... like there's so much content in it, and it seems like really petty to be like, Firefight should be in this. It just kind of feels like that's the one thing that's missing.
Yeah, it would be nice to have it, for sure. I like that type of mode, you know?
Right, where it's not competitive, but, like, you're kind of, you're still running up a score, and...
You know what kind of bugs me? Is, like, I wish you could just go, I want to play Halo 1 maps. Like, mm-hmm. I wish that was, like, an option, too. Like, because, like, say if I want to play Halo 1 maps, I have to choose a mode that uses those maps. And then there's no guarantee that I'm going to get Halo 1 maps. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, but they're... I don't know if they took it out today, but there was a Halo 1 playlist.
What? Yeah, I never saw that.
There was a Halo 1 playlist, there was a Halo 2 playlist, a Halo 3 playlist, and a Halo 4 playlist.
I saw it for all of them except for Halo.
Yeah, on Tuesday, there was a Halo C playlist.
What the fuck?
The playlists are drastically cut down today. There's
a lot less I saw. Then I tried to play because they're like, "Oh, this will help at work." You know, that's what they posted on their blog. Like, this will, you know. And I went and I tried to get into two different matches. Waited 5 minutes each time, and I said, "Fuck this! Call of Duty works."
There you go. Let's see. I don't really like the menu either. The menu's a bit cluttered.
I don't know. It didn't bother me, but yeah.
There's just so much stuff there. They don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. There's a... Right now, the playlists they have are Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo Championship Series, Team Slayer, Big Team Battle, Halo 2 Classic, and Halo 3. So, the Halo 1 and Halo 4 sets are gone.
What the fuck?
As are SWAT, and there's a couple other ones. Yeah.
Yeah. They need to fix that. They should fix it before it comes out.
I'd agree.
Like, dude, I don't know. Call of Duty was working just fine. Like, I don't know what I'm saying. Like, Microsoft released this game on their system and it doesn't fucking work. Come on, man.
Yeah, that seems really weird. That And it couldn't have been server stress, like,
right?
It was just like bad coding.
It's Drive Club all over again.
I think this will be fixed way before Drive Club.
Yeah, I imagine this will be fixed by the end of next week.
Did they ever give free Drive Club?
No.
No, it's
there's no way that game will ever be free now. No, no way. Yeah.
I would think that 343, like, Microsoft is jumping down 343's throat right now. You gotta get this shit going. If you don't get it going by the weekend, like, we're gonna chop your heads off.
No problems.
I don't know. Have you guys played any of the playlists?
I thought you could create your own playlist. I was kind of like, I feel like I was deceived a little bit. Am I wrong here? Can I still make a custom playlist? Or I felt like you could play any Halo any way you want, any time.
You still can. You can play. Can play any Halo, like, because you can go into.
You have to go.
You can like all the levels are already unlocked. So if you want to go play, let's say.
But I can't queue them up, right? Like, I can't just do it in, like. See,
I don't,
that.
I don't think
see that,
so.
That. I felt they like this whole time though. I could do that.
Yeah, I thought they did as well, but.
Oh well. Fuck it. No need to keep promises.
Right. But you can play it in any order you want. Like, all the levels are unlocked.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, for what it's worth, there's a ton of fucking playlists. And all of them seem like and they all seem pretty cool. Like, hey, do you want just tank level playlist? Here you go.
Yeah, the cross game playlists are probably the coolest ones. Like,
sure.
Play the last level from every game.
Yeah.
You want every flood level so I never have to play this one? All right, perfect. You know what playlist I'll never play?
Yeah,
I really didn't like the flood.
7 flood chapters. Yeah, I don't want to play those either. And then they have like a flying missions, the tank missions, the final missions. There's one that actually has every level in it.
Just yeah, like
the Master Chief Saga. It's 45 levels.
Oh God.
It's crazy. There's 4 mission sniper level set, and there's another 45 mission playlist. The legendary Master Chief Saga, where I guess has 24 skulls active, and it's on legendary difficulty. I don't think I'll ever get that one.
No.
There's a lot of shit there.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Once it gets working, I will enjoy it quite a bit.
Yeah, the one, and Fozzie probably likes this though, is that the progression system is gone. I guess they're gonna bring ranking in at some point. But I do feel that kind of takes away a little bit from the recent multiplayer in Halo, where there's no experience to gain. You're not advancing towards anything. You get unlocks, but they just come from doing certain things in the game. Whatever, I guess. Assassin's Creed came out this week, too.
It did.
Yeah, Fozzie played it, right?
Ish.
I did.
It's sort of. Why don't you guys explain what sort of fish game means? Because I'm pretty sure I could buy it. I don't know if I want to.
You like beta, sir. That's what I feel like this week has been. Like, just a beta week. Like,
it's a beta.
You know, you're paying for a $60 beta, so. It's like Steam, you know? Early access now. This is what it's become at this point. I don't know. As far as... Okay, so I haven't had, like, the face sucking... or any of like the cutscenes, like, too bad for me.
I didn't experience that either.
What I have seen, which has been a major bummer, is slowdowns and lots of it. Lots of slowdowns, and then also a lot of choppiness. I see my main character; he'll go through like the rooftops and shit. Like, it just It's just disappointing because it is a good game. I feel like it is a good game, and I think that people are really focusing on the like the mechanical issues and stuff a lot. But you know, I just hope that maybe Ubisoft looks at this, maybe takes a step back. Hey, maybe every year might be just a little too much at this point.
Two games this year.
Yeah, two games simultaneously on different sets of consoles.
It's just, yeah, and like, you know, they've acknowledged that there's frame rate issues. It's just, you know, you got good ground with 4, and now all that good kind of, what do you want to say?
Will?
Yes, the goodwill that you got from 4, it's kind of gone down the drain, and now Unity's kind of like, now it feels like 3 all over again, where have like this really shitty perspective about it, I guess.
It's worse than 3, though. Apparently the technical issues are much worse. And the frame rate is down near unplayable at points. Like,
yeah,
it's bad. It is bad.
It sucks, like, because, yeah, it's a gorgeous game, too. Like, I love the fact that, like, you know, it brings back those really large buildings. It's in a great historical, really culture-rich environment.
Well, the opening part where you're running through Versailles, you're like, oh my god, this looks fantastic.
Sure.
But then you get to parts of the game where you're actually, you know, doing stuff and not just running around.
Right.
And
and again, like, I think that maybe they were just a bit too ambitious. Like, there's 500 NPCs, so, I mean, the world feels like a city, you know? I mean, there's so much to do, or, like, as far as big as it is, but I
don't think they finished it. Like, the game was their big fall release, and they're like, oh my god, we can't delay this. They're like, that's what they had. And I'm assuming that they will fix the frame rate issues. Like, they will.
Can they fix that?
Oh yeah. Really? No, it just it's gonna take a lot of development, which they haven't done yet. but it is possible to fix most of the issues that people have been reporting. Yeah, but they had already delayed the game 3 weeks. This is the game that everybody was waiting to see in the fall, and it was a huge focus of so much of their marketing from E3 on, and it wasn't finished. But they knew if they put it out that enough people would buy it, so they put it out. But yeah, I played for maybe an hour, and I was like, you know what? I'm putting this down until spring when they've had time to patch it, when I can actually play Unity the way it's supposed to be played, then I will play it. So,
yeah. I mean, it feels like Ubisoft is just slowly becoming the new Activision or EA, and they're just like, hey, you know, you want to take that fucking, you want to take the crown as being the worst fucking, you know, publishers or developers? You won't, you know, have at it. But yeah, I'm kind of disappointed. You know, I'm a huge fan of the series, and it's a cool concept. It should have came out next year, you know, and been like just a standalone title, but now, you know, they have Rogue and this, and
well, apparently Rogue wasn't very good either,
right?
Just very uninspired,
right? I think maybe they just need to, you know, take a step back and look at, well, hey, Shadow of Mordor is probably the best Assassin's Creed game that came out this year, so I mean, it's like like maybe, and you know, hopefully they'll get something out of it, you know. I mean,
I think they knew this, though. It's not like this whole situation is a surprise to Ubisoft. They knew the game had frame rate issues. They knew these technical issues existed. Right. They knew so badly that they kind of rigged the review system to go along with that, too.
Right.
Like, yeah, the
embargo on it.
Deadline embargo, yeah. To make sure that people who had pre-ordered the game were stuck. Like, they didn't have any choice at that point.
I don't understand how they could hold publications to that, though. Like, once the game goes on sale,
making them sign a legal document.
Yeah.
And
I guess for them to get played, the game, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to have played through the game, I mean, it's a long game. It's going to be like 30 hours long. They're going to have played it early. And the only way to get it early is to sign that agreement with Ubisoft.
Yeah, that's really shitty.
Yeah, no, it's awful. And it's terrible for consumers to do that. And some sites were like, no, we're not reviewing it now. I know Kotaku was like, screw you guys. We'll put the review out when we put it out.
Right, like we'll buy the retail copy and tell you what's really going down. Right, I would rather have seen publications do that though than kind of we're gonna take the free game and still get the review out there. Oh, but yeah, this 6.5 that we're giving it. Sorry, like you guys.
Well, did you see what Polygon did?
Yeah, they posted a bunch of shit.
Yeah, so they did their review on time for the embargo. It was up at noon. But before they'd done that, they started posting news stories about issues with the game and frame rate and how players were complaining about this. It was just kind of funny. They managed to get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. and then there was the Kuchera
the editor,
piece. Yeah.
The editor. Weaponizing the
Oh,
reviews.
Go, baby. Go, baby. Oh, you sexy fuck.
Well, thank you. I am.
Yeah, the Dragon Age reviews are already out there, which is crazy.
And you can play that game. And in fact, I have played that game.
We will talk about that shortly. Rogue, though, they didn't even send out to publications. But evidently,
that's a big franchise too. Think about that.
I think though Rogue was kind of like the we have the code. Let's put this.
I heard it's really short.
Don't treat it that way. Don't whatever.
I heard it's like a 6 to 8 hour game too, which is really weird for an Assassin's Creed game. Because like Assassin's Creed games are like 30 hours long.
Yeah.
Generally, and like Justin was saying, like there's reviews out there and. That Rogue is better than Unity, and I'm like, whoa, like, how are there reviews out there of this game if they didn't send it out to publications? And he's like, I don't know, there are. and then I started looking into it, the game's only like 6 to 8 hours long. Well, that would explain how somebody, if they got it at midnight,
could play through it and have a review out the next day.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible, though. Yeah, I'll definitely not be playing $60 for Rogue though. That's I'll wait for that to come in some sort of HD-fied version.
For $10 or $15.
Yeah, that'll be ported next year.
Yeah, sometime next year. I'm behind. I'm like a year behind on Assassin's Creed stuff anyway, so I'll play 4 this year. Jeff, you're
I'm like 5 years behind.
You played what, the first one?
I played the first one, the second one. I think that's it.
Yeah. And you gave up.
You have a lot.
You're like, I suck at assassinating people. I can't do this.
I don't like it. I don't know. I don't know what it is that. Whatever. I give up.
Sorry.
At least it's good to hear this one sucks. Ha ha.
What? Does it suck or is it just plagued by major issues, like technical issues?
That's what it sounds like. Although people were saying, like, I feel like if you have technical issues in the game, it can distract you from the things about the game that might be good.
Right.
Which is, you know, why I've decided not to play it.
It's probably a good choice.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I mean, I have heard that, it doesn't play into the overall narrative very much. Arthur Geese was saying that it doesn't, like the outside, the animus stuff doesn't really, you know, play an important part in the overarching Assassin's Creed lore.
Good.
Well, I enjoy that side of it, but, I don't know. This one seems like a lot like the Vita version though, where you are very much. You have bought a video game from Abstergo, and you are taking part in it. Like, I think four had you as, like, a video game developer, right?
Right.
For Absurgo.
So, in this one, you when you first launch the game, it gives you the whole Absurgo, like, intro thing. And it's like you're watching, like, an Absurgo TV program, and you, like, select the first scene. And through the first scene, you play as a Templar dude. And then the assassins break into your computer or your TV and whatever and show you what's really going on.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
I'll play that next year. I'll get it when it's like $25.
Right. You'll get it when it's $25 and actually works. And I'll cry.
Yeah.
I'll literally tears rolling down my cheeks.
But are they ever going to just like get away from that? Can't they just make Assassin's game that nothing to do with this future bullshit? I have nothing. I have played every single one. I have beaten pretty much every single one except the fourth one. I have no idea what's going on with that futuristic story. Nothing.
After they spent that entire,
not exciting.
Which game was it? Was it Brotherhood? Whichever one where you were with the chick and they spent so much time making you like the chick.
Oh,
and then they made you. They made you kill her at
Brotherhood.
The end.
Yep, Brotherhood.
I was like, I hate this part now. I just hate it.
Well, and then they did jack shit with it in Revelations. Like, you were in that weird, like, because Desmond was in a coma that entire,
right?
That entire game. So you were in that weird island, dream island thing,
right?
Like,
and you fight your way out.
Oh,
at the
it's
end.
So bad.
Right.
I like the real world stuff in 3 where. Like, you were going on actual missions.
Yeah, that was the only one where it was kind of interesting, but...
Yeah, but for me, like, yeah, that's it. But, I mean, there everything else, it just felt like cutscenes, you know? And it's just, there's... Are they eventually going to get to a point where they're in the modern time, or is this just... Like, are they just going to wait for the franchise, like...
I think their chance for that died when they killed off, you know, Desmond, so...
Right. So, I mean, that's the thing, it's like... Why are we? I don't know.
I think when it became such a big deal, when Assassin's Creed became such a big thing, they had to probably change their plans on how this was going to proceed. Too, I wonder if there might have been an endpoint for this story, and they were like, "Well, this is way too popular for us to just end it. So let's kill off this section." And,
but that's the thing. It's like. I don't know. I guess you're right. Like, at this point, it can't differentiate from the formula, but why not just make it about, like, just historical shit happening? Why does it need to be these files and you're playing this guy? Like, just be the fucking assassin. Go your merry way and kill shit. I don't know.
I agree. Fuck all that shit.
Don't need that futuristic bullshit. I don't need the hipster Brian with his fucking Texas and, like, his little Kodak things with his witty banter. I don't need that.
Do you ever do anything in those, like, future parts where, like, other than just walk around a fucking lab? Because that's all I remember.
Nope.
Like, there's actually...
There's actual gameplay.
No, there's no game.
There's first-person platforming.
The only one where you walk around the... Like, the only one where you walk around a
was
lab
the first one.
Is the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such shit, and you
it's
both
not.
Know it.
You're
no,
a liar,
it is.
See, Fozzie's agreeing with me, and he's
like, it's
no.
like...
Fozzie is messing
no,
with
that,
you.
There are legitimate platforming sections with
for
Desmond.
For, like, 15 minutes. 15
but they
minutes
exist.
At most.
Jeff didn't
exist.
Qualify. Jeff did. You said they didn't, though. Jeff didn't qualify how much. Stuff outside
okay.
of
oh,
just the
okay.
lab.
So
no,
we're talking
those
about,
future
if
sequences
we're,
are...
Yes, if we're talking about 15 minutes compared to an hour of walking and 15 minutes of platforming, yes, he is correct.
But none but, of... But there is some walking around a lab, though, and talking to people.
And 3 has a good amount of out of the Animus where Desmond is actually doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like you go to that stadium for the or is it the train station for the one?
Yeah.
And there was the high rise building, which was actually I thought that mission was great in 3, where you're going up the high rise and you're platforming through there.
I tend to just
it all sounds
I think about three that
you
was
blocked
even,
three out of your memory. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Three was like the only one that interested me.
Yeah, the premise is cool.
You like the setting, right?
Yeah. It's like the worst game, though.
Yeah,
they sold it really well, too. Like, there's all these promotional videos leading up to
it. Oh, my God,
like,
dude. They sold it like a champ. Like, look, you can actually go through trees and rerun is so intuitive. Oh, everything's intuitive.
Yeah, and Connor definitive. Was just a terrible main character.
Oh, dude.
I enjoyed playing as his dad more.
Yes, his dad was awesome, and then you get to Connor, you're like, you are...
Oh, my God, yeah, the first hour, you're so hyped for that game, you're like, oh, my God, this is great.
You're doing awesome things as his dad, and then you find out he's a Templar, and then it's like, now you are a child, and we will reteach you everything you already know about Assassin's Creed after five hours of playing this game. Oh, fuck you.
And you're a tool.
Right. No personality tool.
God. In like a log. Yeah, Assassin's Creed, I have so, like...
You guys are slowly turning to my side on this. Like,
no,
because
Ezio
like...
is awesome. I love Ezio.
Yeah. There's always... And that's the thing, is that there's always the potential for it to be a great, great franchise. So, I mean, it's there.
Oh, and everything I heard about 4 was great. Like,
yeah, well, 4 is fantastic. 4 is a great game to play. One of the best games that came out last year. Bar none.
So, I mean, like, right now they're kind of like 50-50 on hit or miss. I'd say that. Because Brotherhood 2, even Revelations was pretty decent. I like Revelations. It wasn't as great as the other ones, but, like, it was still okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't like 1 or 3 at all. And Unity is, well, the jury's still on that. I'll wait until it's an actual game and not a beta.
And the one that takes, the heck was the name of it? The one that takes place in New Orleans, the Vita game.
Yes.
Aveline. That was all right.
Okay. I didn't get too into it. I couldn't really immerse myself into it. I don't know. The game just felt really slow for that game.
Yeah, and then it's over.
I could be wrong.
It's one of the shorts. It's a Vita game. It's over in like 7-8 hours. So,
I think I bought the bundle for that though. I think that's the one I got it for because I have a white PS.
It's fun. Like she actually has way more personality than Connor does. So
yeah, I wish that she was. I wish that they reversed the roles. I would have loved to have played a female assassin.
They're too hard to do. Unless you're getting it for a platform nobody owns.
Or unless,
So Dragon Age, Tony.
Yeah.
I played some of that, too.
Yeah, it's
not a lot,
really
but...
good.
It's out?
But I played... it's not out until Tuesday, but if you have EA Access, you can get into the trial.
Like
so
6 hours of it?
Yeah, so I played about an hour of it. I played through the first boss fight. I guess it's not an hour. It's only like 40 minutes. But it's kind of cool. They took the isometric view that you had in Origins and kind of combined it with the more in-person view that you had in Dragon Age 2 so you can swap between the two.
Okay. You can?
Yeah, so there's like this tactical mode.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so when you get into a battle, you can leave the game. You're walking around from the perspective of one of your characters. And when you get to a battle, you can swap to tactical mode, which will instantly freeze everything. So you can give like orders to all of your people and have them do things.
Okay.
And then you can either switch back or you can actually run the combat through the tactical mode and like hold down the right trigger, which will make time move forward.
Interesting.
And then at any point you can just let it go and then give new orders to your people. So it kind of gives you that isometric control that you have in the other games. But you can swap back and forth between that and the more cinematic view. So you get like you get the best of both worlds. And it's kind of cool to swap back and forth.
And so it looks like you can play completely in tactical mode. Is it completely playable if you just want to do it as like an action game?
I mean, I only played through the first boss, so I'm assuming that part is. I'm guessing as you move further into the game, that becomes less possible. Because if I mean, if anything gets tougher, like you have to start,
right? Sure,
you're gonna want to pause it. But that said, there's nothing to stop you from like swapping between the two mid battle, like hopping into the tactical view. Being like, okay, I've given everybody orders, and then just swapping back to the cinematic view, and like swapping and then pausing it again later on to give new orders. So you could technically do all the fighting through that, you know, the cooler view.
Okay.
So
it's good.
Yeah, it's good. They changed how a lot of stuff work. They changed how the potions work, so you don't have to you don't have to buy all these potions anymore. You can just go to a like a potion box and like refill them all instantly.
Okay.
which kind of cuts down on the management there, which I thought was cool. Normally in these games, you're always ending up like managing like 12 different kinds of healing potions and 4 different kinds of lyrium potions, and they're all different sizes. Right. And they all end. Yeah.
Your mega potion and your supersized potions.
Yeah, so here you get your 8 health potions. And you use them up, and when you use them up, you just go to a potion box and fill them all up again. Which seems a lot closer to how potions should actually work.
Yeah, because you're not going to, like... I always found it a bit absurd in, like, Diablo, where you were carrying around, like, 99 health potions and 99, like, mana potions. Yeah. It's like, how is this person carrying, like... 198 potions everywhere.
And I haven't verified this yet, but I think it has the multiple different game starts that Dragon Age Origins had.
Okay.
So, like, depending on what you select your character to be, like, what race you choose and what class.
Each would have a different...
Each had a different storyline, and it looks kind of like that's true here too.
Did you do the Dragon Age Keep stuff?
I will do that when I do my real playthrough.
Okay.
So, because it kind of didn't. It kind of seems silly because I'm not sure what I was doing.
Okay.
To do all that stuff, so I'm probably going to end up playing through this first part again.
Looked a bit complicated on the website. It's like,
yeah, I was also reading about people having trouble, like staying connected to the site and like getting like 500 errors and that kind of stuff.
Great.
So I was like, I don't really feel like playing with that right now, so I'm just gonna go start the game. Cool. But it looks great. It looks like a lot of fun, and of course
it does. Yeah.
I saw there's a bunch of returning characters. So if you played the other two games, you're gonna be like, oh my god, she's back, oh my god, he's back, look at these people.
I am cautiously excited for it.
Yeah,
it looks pretty good.
I just think it's funny that I've played 3 games this week, and 2 of them didn't work and 1 did, and the one that worked was an EA game. It's so surprising.
yeah that's, you know, that's how the world works sometimes, you know.
And that game's not out yet.
And it's not out yet, right?
Come Tuesday, that game will be broken as fuck.
Right. Well, the problem is that, I mean, I have the entire game downloaded to my Xbox One right now, so... Right.
God, I'm just like, I have hit my limit, so now I am just in constant mode of downloading, or just, like, deleting stuff all the time now, and... like, oh, God, here we go. Too. I'm me already too. Here, I'm not even, like... game, or the console just came out a year ago. So,
Well, you have to fully install the games now, too, so it's like,
yeah,
alright.
Well, no, hold up, let's back up. I used to do that all the time on 360, and if there's 250 gigs, and I never filled it up. It's all the games now.
But,
fucking 50 gigs, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
But the only thing was on Xbox 360, you didn't have to install them all.
Yeah.
I did install them. I would install them.
But those installs were different, though. They were just like 5 gig installs.
Well, yeah, right. Because the DVD only holds 8 gigs of data.
Right.
Like, the Blu-rays are 55 a piece.
I don't see these games doing anything that requires, like, you know, the game to be five times larger
It's all audio. It's all uncompressed audio files.
Really?
The Call of Duty, it's all audio. They don't compress the audio, so if you have a nice sound system, it sounds fucking awesome. But like, if you don't, like, you're not really getting the full effect of it.
Like, what the fuck? Why?
But yeah, you have a 47 gig download for Call of Duty or whatever.
You know, Evil Within looks like Resident Evil 4, and here it's fucking 35 gigs. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it's uncompressed audio, and I assume for, like, Halo Master Chief, like, a lot of that stuff on the disc, though, I'm assuming, is the blur sequences, too. All the Halo 2 cutscenes.
Yeah, dude, Halo is, what, like, 60 gigs almost?
Yeah, because the multiplayer's not even on the disc.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what that 15 gig or 20 gig download is. it's the online multiplayer, because that's not on the disc.
Dude, that's...
And it doesn't work, so there's that.
Yeah.
So... I'm going to have to go the Chris route and get, like, a 3-terabyte hard drive, but I don't. I'm going to wait until, like, it's like $100.
So
hopefully by, like, next year.
I mean, I got my 3-terabyte hard drive for $150. I bet you can get that same one on Black Friday for probably $100 or so.
That's a good call. And all you do is you just put it in there and just format it, right? Like,
yep, it'll do it all for you.
It does. Oh my god! Yeah,
like, it's really easy to set up.
Dude, 3 terabytes. That should be enough. I think.
I
would have thought 500 gigs would have been enough. But
yeah, but if you think about it, that's 6 times the amount than a 500 gigs. So
it's like six years of gaming, right there.
Yeah, 6 years of gaming. Yeah, I'll be okay. I just need one hard drive. That's it.
I filled up my hard drive and I literally have like.
You don't have five games. Lie.
The only thing I've noticed, though, is that when you delete a game off your Xbox One, it doesn't delete the save files.
That's smart.
I like
that. That's good. It's two different things. So that's what I got nervous about, but then I saw that. So yeah.
Kilobytes. I have 45 games installed on my hard drive, I'm at 18%.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Oh. You're living the dream, my friend. You are living the dream.
I know. It's awesome.
You are the dream.
I am at 95 to 100% at any given time.
Yeah, no, dude. When I was installing Halo, I was like, it's at 95%. Like, dude, I can start deleting shit.
I'm at 85 right now, but I deleted a bunch of stuff off.
I can't believe 500 gigs fills up that fast. I was bitching about it on Twitter the other day when I fucking bought the game. I was like, what?
Oh, and Jeff, just be happy like you don't have like Ghosts and Battlefield installed, because they're like 50 gig downloads too. Yeah, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare 45.9 gigs.
You know what? It's well worth all the space.
Yes,
I am a huge fan of this game.
Alien. Really,
yeah. We haven't talked about that yet, have we?
No, yeah. Let's talk about some Call of Duty. That game's awesome.
Oh,
it's cool. Like Fozzie called it. Like, I gotta give Fozzie credit.
Oh,
don't give Fozzie credit. He's gonna get a big head too? Now. Look what you've
done. The hell's going on? Oh God, you mean I actually don't judge games as they will and just say, hey, maybe this actually could look a little different?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like that drastically different. It's just it's really well done in Call of Duty with like little.
Oh, you know, it is a little drastic. Yeah, but those little things are making a difference. Though,
yeah,
you know?
No, because I love the. And the weird thing is, going back and playing Halo multiplayer now, it feels weird not even having a sprint or anything. It's like, it's still fun,
does.
Don't get me wrong, but it's just
right.
That was something that was really jarring after playing like Titanfall all year, and then Call of Duty and Destiny, because like Destiny has a sprint as well. Like, going and playing Halo, it's really, really slow.
Yeah.
It takes a while to get acclimated to the speed of Halo again.
It's also jarring, like, because I'm doing this right now, is constantly switching between the two, like, playing Call of Duty a little bit and playing Halo, like they've just control so differently that it's really weird. I find myself pressing the wrong buttons when I switch back and forth between them. Anyways,
yeah, like, go through and accidentally throw a grenade.
I switched it to the Call of Duty controls, but even then, like, you're right, it almost doesn't feel right, because even the zoom mechanic for Halo games are much different than I feel like Call of Duty. I don't know, me personally, it feels a little, it feels different. I beat the story mode. I haven't played too much Exo Survival since, you know, we played last, but yeah, I'm totally digging that game.
I didn't do this. My roommate got to fourth tier, so you get to the level 25 on that, and then you start over at level 1. He got to the fourth tier of that.
Damn.
By cheating.
So he's prestige 4 times?
On the Exo Survival thing or whatever, yeah.
Oh, like, oh.
How did he cheat?
He found this, there's a map called, God damn it, what's it called now? Horizon.
Okay.
And there's a door, like there's like a glass door in this little small room. If you go prone, you could crawl right through the glass door, and then if you stand behind it, you could shoot people through it, but they can't shoot you.
Oh, that's
essentially
fun.
Like, they were sitting there for like, I don't know, like almost 2 hours, and they got to the fourth tier, and like, I don't know what happened. Somehow they got killed, but yeah, like.
Funny. Stop listening.
What's that?
No, not you.
He's talking to us still.
Wow. So there you go. But that mode is really fun. You played a little bit with us, and we sucked ass.
You did all right, right?
Oh, no, didn't we make it to like the?
Yeah, we
16?
Made it. Yeah,
we made it a long time.
Good.
I thought.
Yeah, we made it to like 16. Yeah, I think you're right.
Anyways, I was reading though too. Like, if you like, the more you play it, the more levels you unlock in that. So we probably have a bunch now that we haven't played before.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And then there's like a final level. I don't know if it's a final level or what, but like if you play a shit ton of that, you get the riot level in it, and apparently like zombies will come out, and it's like a little teaser for the zombie mode that's coming out.
Huh.
But dude,
yeah,
it's super
fun. I'm telling you, yeah, that the horde mode is probably one of the best I've played this year. Although Titanfalls is really good too. I'm telling you, I think you'd really like Titanfalls.
Yeah, I just haven't played Titanfall forever. And that is not like a that's like a download, right? That's like
it's
an extra thing. Added.
It's just an update. It's,
yeah,
not,
it's a free. Yeah, it's free, but you do have to download it. But it is free for you.
I'm just saying, come game of your time. That's not something that was in the game at launch.
Put that in there.
Like if you were to download it, right? Like you don't have to pay anything extra.
It is a free component.
It is part of the game.
I understand that. I'm just
it is
saying.
A free component.
Thus, isn't there at the beginning?
Yeah, but it's free.
Right, but that game is still out, and it's still this year. It is perfectly legitimate to say, hey, Frontier Defense is like a legitimate
is
game.
Part of, yeah, it is part of Titanfall.
It is also a legitimate thing to say that when it came out, the game, there was not that much to it. It was kind of hollow, so...
Okay, calm down on the anti Titanfall when you have to
take
the mode.
I'm just saying that.
Sounds pretty anti to me.
A little bit. I don't know. I'm just saying that this game gives you that same kind of freedom of movement. Like, you don't have giant fucking robots dropping from the sky all the time, but.
It's a little bit different. Like, I mean, you're a little bit more clunky.
Yeah, I wouldn't compare
than,
the two at all.
Yeah. No, but. I don't know. A little bit, yeah. But,
and the jet boost is, like, I mean, the jet boost is cool in both. Like, Call of Duty, it definitely feels a little more kind of out of control. Like you kind of just, like, you have thrusters on you instead of, like, this kind of directed thing. Like, you don't always feel like you're in complete control in Call of Duty. Like, you kind of hover a little bit too long in the air and... It makes it interesting. It also makes it so that, like, if you're playing multiplayer, you can't just jump up and be jumping all over the place. Like, there's definitely value to being on the ground.
In Call of Duty?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like jumping in the air, kind of, especially in multiplayer, like, a lot of people use it, and I don't know why, because I'm just like, okay, I'll just shoot you down, so that's great. You're dead. Yeah, it has its perks. Like, if you need to get higher elevation, sure, but I mean, Yeah, for me, I tend to stay not use the double jump all that much. Even single player, I didn't like using it all that much either.
Really?
Yeah. It works really good in the co-op, I find, for getting away from the grenades.
Co-op, yes.
It's like the Halo escape.
Right. Yeah, when you need to get places and you're on the run. But yeah, for single player, it just doesn't kind of work like that because.
You don't always have it either.
Right. Like, that's just it. Yeah.
That's another thing. That's kind of like the weird thing about the single players. Like, why are you making it so that I can only use sticky hands sometimes, or I can only use the jetpack sometimes? Give me the same fucking suit every time.
Super linear experience with single player. They want you to do certain things because that's how they designed the level. That's what I got out of it so far.
Yeah. I mean, I get that, but like. Why are you taking things away from me and then putting it, like, it just doesn't make sense. You know, like, okay, if you want to, like, make it so that, like, when the years pass and the technology gets better, then I get, like, a double jump boost thing, but don't make it, like, okay, I have it only for this suit and then a different suit does something different. Like, make it so that the later levels there's a reason for the jetpack or something if you want to do that. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it is kind of weird. Like, sometimes, like, I'll like, try and double jump and I don't have it. And then, like, I get kind of like, I'm like, oh, well, god damn it. Oh, yeah, this one doesn't have the jetpack compatibility. Okay, whatever. Technology took a step back, I guess, this time.
True. I don't know. But I, for my money, though, Call of Duty has... it's really good, and it has way more content right off the bat than Titanfall. Like, it probably still has more content than Titanfall.
All right. Let's keep these talks to Game of the Year.
Let's talk about Call of Duty. Well, you didn't play that much Titanfall to begin with, so I'm not sure you have that much basis for comparison.
You're going to go down, Hefe.
Well, I think Call of Duty just on the surface, like, it's a complete package. For single player and for multiplayer, whereas Titanfall was a multiplayer game. Like, they never tried to sell it as, like,
there's a multiplayer campaign, but it's a
multiplayer game. So,
yes. Call of Duty also has been years and years and years. Yeah. I mean, they've had time. So, let's take a little advantage.
I'm giving Call of Duty a little credit here because they put out shit.
True.
Like Ghost.
Like, for instance, last year.
Campaign, I thought it was awful. Yeah, I thought that campaign was awful. The multiplayer, I can't really speak on. I played it here and there, but, like, I had really bad problems with...
The past couple years have been bad, but they've had some great years, too. So I'm just saying that, like, the developers this time around had... Like, Titanfall was... And even though it seems like this past year, like, double jump seems to be, like, the new hot thing, but, I mean, this was kind of... Titanfall was... kind of revolutionary as far as, like, the gameplay mechanic in a first-person shooter. So, I mean, let's just settle down, okay? That's
all right.
I say about that.
I'm with you, Jeffo. Like, the single-player campaign in Advanced Warfare. Advanced Warfare. It's great. Like, it is a ton of fun. It's probably the most fun I've had with a single-player campaign in a first-person shooter this year.
I can't remember. Like, I think it was.
I
maybe,
agree with you on that.
Maybe Black Ops was the last time I enjoyed a campaign.
Yeah,
I think I'd agree with you on that too.
I think it's better than Black Ops. Like,
I think it's better than Black Ops too. But I was just the last time I was like, oh, this is fun, as opposed to this is a chore.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like, yeah. I felt
it's up there with me with Modern Warfare 2, like, which I just had like. It was a ton of fun. Like, it's a Michael Bay movie in video game form, and that's pretty much what all Call of Duty games are. But
hey,
like,
you know what?
It's
The Rock, not Transformers. Like,
right?
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
Put that.
Everyone
on
loves Goddamn.
Put that on the box.
I mean, you guys know how I was. Fed up and done with the series for years, and I don't know, I just bought it because I wanted something to play, and I thought I would hate it just like last year, but, like, it's really impressed me how good this game is. And I'm like really sucked into the multiplayer right now. Not just the co-op stuff, but just team deathmatch and stuff.
I really like the what are they called, the supply drops. Where you get like the, just for playing, like they'll give you like cool shit, and you can either trade them in for experience or like, you know, you have a cool new gun. That stuff's really cool, and it makes you want to keep playing.
That is actually, I just kind of started to figure that out. It was confusing me a little bit, because I'm like, I think that stuff goes away if you don't use it either.
Right. It does.
Some of it.
It expires.
Yeah. And, there's ones that actually have timers on them too. Like I got a helmet and was only good for 30 minutes.
Well, those are because they're like double XP though, right?
I have no idea.
I think that those are. Like, those are the blood helmets that look like red and black. Those are double XP, and they only last for an hour.
Okay.
Like, so even if you equip them, they go away?
That I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's like an hour of gameplay or like what that hour is, but I know it's a limited time thing, so after a while, you'll see it disappear.
Yeah. And it's just I can't sell it for, not redeem it. Yeah. And I haven't done this at all. I should go through here and just sell everything. Like, although, like, it's crazy that you could sell guns. Like, these are essentially guns that I've unlocked, but I could sell them for XP because I don't want.
Yeah, like if you don't use like submachine guns, like.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Like, just I'm never gonna play with like a submachine gun or
sniper rifle.
Right.
The submachine gun. I use a KF5 and. It's really fun.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
usually I don't play with submachine guns, but for this one, like they do a pretty good job with it.
Yeah, I'm rifle, sure. Shotgun, like, it's, yeah, I just really like playing with assault rifles, so like that's what I'll stick with.
Sure. Nothing wrong with that.
Advanced Warfare.
Yeah, it'll be up there. It'll be up there. Yeah, I think
I never would.
It's a solid. I think it's a solid top five for me at this point.
It's still not on my list, but it's creeping. It's creeping big time.
He'll be there. He'll be there.
Yeah. I just don't know what else I want to cut anymore. Like, I kind of like my list.
If you have aliens on there, you can cut that. Done.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about cutting that.
You should feel good.
Cut it.
You should feel very good.
Cut that.
You beat it, Chris?
No.
You think it's that bad?
I don't like it. It's probably my most disappointing game this year.
What's your most disappointing game?
Alien,
oh.
That's saying something, because Destiny came out this year.
Yeah, except I mean, I am disappointed in Destiny, but I also enjoyed a lot of what I played of it, and I did put, like, over 100 hours into Destiny, so, like, for me to go, I'm really disappointed in this game I spent 100 hours in, that would.
I make fun of those people. You can.
If
maybe
you put
not.
100 hours into something. That's a bit much.
Yeah, I guess 100 hours is a lot.
Like.
But it's almost like it's like one of those things. Like I got up to level 22 in Destiny, and I still feel like I was disappointed. It was just like one of those games where like you cringed at playing it. Like it had good parts about it. It's almost like you're just apologetic every time you enjoy the game. Like, why am I liking this?
Because it has fantastic mechanics.
It does.
It's just that
you know that it's made by a great team that knows first-person shooters, but everything else about it just is terrible.
Yeah, everything that surrounds it is shit. Like,
right?
But
it's a polished turd, but it's a great turd.
Right. Shooting things in that game is fantastic. Like, I prefer shooting things in Destiny than to, like, maybe anything else this year. I really like the handle of the guns, and it's just that everything else about it is, like, so empty, and there was so much promise to it as well. Like, I think that's what makes it disappointing. I don't know, I'm just like,
What do you really think, you're saying it's bad, or you just don't like it? Like, you know, there's a fine line there.
I don't know if it's bad, I'm just really I think the alien AI is atrocious. Like it's so random. Like there's no. And it's
cheap. I think
that's
how they wanted it to be.
But it's cheap. Like you could be walking and you see the alien. You're hiding from the alien, and the alien crosses in front of you, and then you start moving forward, and it jumps down a duct right behind you. Like it just walked in front of me. Like it did. there's only one alien.
You're just not good at the game, I think. I think that's what the problem is.
No,
here.
Like that is a video that is out there from a Kevin Van Ord from GameSpot. He posted it where the alien, he is hiding under a table. He watches the alien go in front of him, like down a hallway, and as soon as the alien gets out of sight, it comes down behind him and kills him. Like, how did it get up into the air ducts and down below him in a second? Because it's like a second later.
Trickery. Maybe trickery. There's actually two.
they just called it an alien. I don't know. I mean, whatever.
I mean,
if you really like it, keep it on your list.
I don't. Believe me, I thought it was going to be my favorite game of the year. I wouldn't say that. I think my problem with the game is there's too many boring, slow kind of filler parts. Like, I think if the game was like 5 hours shorter, it would be awesome. But I don't know.
Fair enough.
I don't regret anything about it. I would hate cutting it off the list because they gave me what I asked for. Like, I want more real survival horror. They gave it to me, and I'm like, I don't want to be like, nah, fuck you. And it was based on an awesome movie, you know? So, I don't know.
Sure.
It's tough. I don't know what I'm going to cut to put Call of Duty on there, but I want Call of Duty on there. Ugh.
Captain Toad.
No. I have very high hopes.
Captain Toad's not going anywhere.
It's going to suck. Awful.
Captain Toad is not going anywhere.
Death on Captain Toad.
I'm gonna roast
that mushroom over the fire.
And then Toad become a captain when he gets captain license. I don't trust it.
Unless Captain Toad comes out,
he gets captain license.
Captain Toad would have to come out and be absolute garbage for Jeff and I not to put it on our list.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
It would have to be like Nintendo just packages shit.
You and your people's fucking gameplay mechanics. Hey, fucking. Toad's now a samurai. Awesome. Yeah, fucking, as long as the gameplay is good, I don't care.
Hey.
I don't like it. When I don't like Captain Toad.
He says he wasn't always
Toad.
A captain.
Oh, maybe. Listen, Toad has been nothing but a glorified, like, fucking hamster boy that just does whatever the fuck people want. So, I don't want to hear the shit that, like, all of a sudden he's become this captain and now he's, like, important.
Well,
come up with a new fucking character, you lazy motherfucking pieces of shit.
You have to remember, though, that, like, Captain Toad is not specifically the Toad that you've played as or that Mario has ordered around.
Oh, is this his tough brother that smokes cigars and just has sex with women and shit? What is going on?
No, Toad is like the race of mushroom people.
And what are we called? Like, Captain Human? Hey, I'm now Captain Human.
Yes,
doesn't make sense.
That's you, Fozzie, Captain Human.
So wait, so hold on. What if you're in a room with a bunch of toads? So what if I'm trying to talk to someone?
Well, then you know that you call Captain Toad Captain. He has
hey, Captain. What if there's multiple captains?
Well, then they all look at you.
No. See, now this logic
is a title.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying that. Like,
I'm
what if you're?
With you, Fozzie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. I'm very surprised. That's why. And April rarely agrees. So.
We will explore the Toad universe.
Well, listen, I've got nothing but time. So whenever that happens, I would love to be in that conversation.
Hey, Fozzie, I have $40. Buy the game and then just do it.
Nah, bro. I don't trust it. I need to know explanations because I don't think I can get over the fact that Toad is now captain. And now
I'm
that
not
there's
sure
multiple
Nintendo can
toads
handle and... like a new story. By the way, like they keep telling the same story for in Zelda and in Mario over and over and over again. So this whole Toad thing, it might be too much for them.
Story doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No.
All it is he's got to collect all the stars. It's the same as Mario.
Right. It's like Dr. Mario.
Oh, great.
But Captain Mario.
It's about addiction to pills.
Yes,
that's what I thought.
That's actually what Captain Toad is all about. It's actually a.
This is a game about
Dr. Mario is more believable because, like, at least like, I feel like Mario has ambition. Like he at least goes out there and saves the princess. Toad does nothing but sits on his ass and just like tells you that the princess is in their castle. I'm not going to start believing that he went and got his pilot license and now is like this fucking captain. No, man. Sorry, it's too much.
Maybe
he's probably like the captain of a commercial airline too. It's like,
nobody said he was an airline captain. Nobody was like,
is he a captain,
pilot
though?
A boat.
Is he a war?
A boat. Okay.
Yeah, he's a captain of a boat.
He's six treasure.
He in the...
Right.
He's, yeah. Whatever.
He has like
well,
a.
I'm going to need the storyline.
He's basically a pirate.
He has a tramp steamer.
Just does he have an iPad? Like, if he's a pirate, he better have an iPad.
All right. Well, that makes him more believable.
Jeff said he had. Jeff said he was a pirate. I'm not going with the eye patch one too. Although that would be awesome.
He needs an eye patch. He needs a parrot. He needs a hook for a hand and a wooden leg, and then he can be a pirate.
Captain Hook Toad.
Why not? That'd be great. For living this world where Toad is now owns a boat, knows how to command this boat, commandeer it.
I'm not even sure he owns a boat.
He probably borrowed the boat. He couldn't steal one.
He owns a helmet with a light bulb on it.
Whatever. We'll discuss this sometime.
He's a miner. He's not a fucking boat captain. He's a miner.
I don't know what the fuck he is. He solves fucking puzzles and you get stars. It's awesome.
Yeah. All you know.
This game sounds terrible.
It's going to be great.
I don't like it.
Fantastic. I beat Sunset Overdrive.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you like that?
It's a lot of fun. And that game gets really good in the last act. Like, really, really good. The missions get really varied, and you start doing really cool things. And
is it like... Okay, so I want to play that game, but do I have to play before Game of the Year talk? Does this feel like a top, like, Game of the Year candidate?
I don't think it's going to win...
Can I wait till springtime when realistically I actually have time to play this and it will only be $20?
I don't know if it'll only be $20, but...
Oh, okay. Like, I don't know. 30, maybe 40.
Maybe. You might be able to get it on like some sort of sale. Go ahead, Jeff.
I'm hoping Black Friday will have some sales for that, too. But,
I think it's one of the few original, like, new titles.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't want to play it. I'm just saying that, like, I am just constantly going from game to game right now, just switching back and forth. Like, I have way too much. And then on top of that, I'll have Far Cry, and then Smash is going to come out, and then Dragon Age is going to come out. Dragon Age is supposed to be, like, 50, 60 hours. I mean, dude, there's a lot going on in my life. So I need to start whittling down, like... Let's skip the bullshit. Is this going to be a game that I'm going to need to play for Game of the Year? Because if not, I can wait till after New Year's.
I think it's on my top 10, but probably not in my top 5.
Okay. All right. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, yeah.
I think it's a good game.
Yeah.
I think it probably deserves a spot on our top 10, but...
I will not complain if it gets one. I'm just saying that we have a month and a half to go until the very latest we can do Game of the Year. So let's start thinking realistically.
Jeff, what do you think?
I think that...
Jeff,
look,
be realistic.
The funny thing,
it's a top 10 game, right?
It's a top 10 for sure, I think. Okay. I've only played a couple hours of it because I've been consumed with other stuff, but like... There are things about it that, in my opinion, make it worth considering for a Game of the Year title. Just the colorfulness.
Oh, here we go. Okay, so now I need to play a 20-hour game. So that
it's not, No. The game, like, if you mainline the main quest, it's 10 hours. Like, it's an open-world game, but it is not like GTA where it just drags on and on and on. Like, if you do the main quest and some of the side quests, you're done in 10 hours. Like, there's still a lot of shit for me to go back and do. But, I mean, it pulls you along at a nice pace, and it's about 10 hours for the main quest.
I think for its originality, I think it deserves, like, everyone should at least give it a shot. Like, try it out.
I think it also takes a really... kind of subversive approach to its progression. Like, so many games now give you everything right at the beginning. And this game builds, like, it's always building. And, like, Jeff and I talked about the one boss where it was kind of where everything kind of clicked for me, too. But where we fought Fizzy and we were jumping around and you have to climb up and he's this big, like, mascot balloon type dude.
Yeah.
You're shooting in the sky. But then, like, the next week, fought a fucking, like, Chinese dragon.
It was even more, like, a cooler boss.
Like, each of the boss battles gets better, and then the missions start getting even more, like, early on, there's a lot of fetch quests and kind of traditional open world bullshit, and then they start getting crazier, where you're, like, chasing a train down the tracks and trying to slow it down, and you go and you invade a theme park, and you're kind of doing some, you're like shooting stuff out of the sky while they lay siege against the roller coaster. And it's nuts. Like, things go crazy in this game. And then, like, the way it ends is just really funny. It's like, you do something, it ends, and it's like, that ending sucks. Like, the credits actually start rolling, and it pulls back. It's like, nah, that ending blows. And, like, you actually, there's, like, a pretty cool boss battle that spans, like, a bigger set of the field, so.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. It's so colorful, too, which is way against everything else that's out there, too.
That's, like, one of the big things I love about it. It's just bright, and, like, it looks like a Nintendo game, almost, you know? It's so damn bright.
It's bright and cheerful, like... Even the enemies are like that like weird orange color.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to like about it. I don't know. I could see it being as one of the few games that we could all kind of agree on, honestly. But if you want to skip it, Fozzie, you got bigger, better things to do. You go right ahead.
I mean, again, and I would have no problem with it. You know, being in our top 10, I would make no qualms about that. I do want to play it, you know. If in a perfect world, I wish I had the time and,
dude, I'm
likely
so
the money mad. For
Chris
it.
Chris said,
like,
that it wouldn't be in his top five.
Yeah, it's not in my
top
five.
Exactly.
So I mean,
so
I think that says right there.
Realistically, like, if Hefe is going to be the only one that, and even Hefe doesn't sound like he's
Hefe picks. Still has Wolfenstein as his number one game of the year.
It's the best game I've played all year.
Fantastic.
You know what?
You didn't even write a review.
And I do hear good things about it, so I wouldn't exactly put it against you. A lot of people are saying that some people are saying that it's their favorite first person shooter that they played this year. So
it is. It's my favorite game.
Except for Call of Duty.
And I would love to play that. You know, it's just like, okay, well, maybe we should have a talk, and everyone, like, needs to start, like, well, we need to seriously consider it. If you think that it's your best game of the year, I think that all of us should at least put in some sort of maybe an hour or so into it, or at least
read
up
on it. The problem with that game is you start to appreciate it more as it goes along. So
okay,
I don't,
let's settle down. Okay, then I'm not calm
you
down.
Play an
okay?
hour of it, you're like, all right, whatever. You know.
Plus, after what Hefe did with XCOM a couple years ago, I am not playing a game just for him.
I played it.
Trade.
You played it, but it didn't matter.
After
it, yeah, like a year afterward.
And
that's funny because if Hefe would have played it that before the Game of the Year show, we probably would have picked it because I'm pretty sure like Hefe was really adamant about not putting it as our number one that year. Wasn't it the year we agreed on Reach, was it? Or what, am I thinking of a different year?
It might have been Reach.
Okay.
Or Halo 4, one of the two.
Yeah.
That was a dumb choice. Reach, that was a good choice.
Halo 4 was... that was when Jeff spent all his time arguing about The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And Far Cry.
No, that wasn't that.
Which isn't even the game.
It's been the year before.
I mean, God,
but you didn't argue about Far Cry. You spent all the time arguing about the walk. And you went, what about Far Cry? Far Cry is cool. And Fozzie was just like, yeah, Halo 4, I'm with them.
So stupid. Like, I think Far Cry 3 is a better game. Whatever. I think Walking
Dead. There was no argument made for it, though. You probably could have sold us on Far Cry 3. So I think Far Cry 4 might be the one that throws the wrench in our works here, though. Like, that's the last one, right? Like,
I mean, the thing about it is, like, I'm so backlogged. I'm like, how am I going to get time to play Far Cry between Halo, Call of Duty, Smash Brothers, fucking new Mario Kart? Like, I don't, I mean.
Plus, we shouldn't reward Ubisoft for anything right now. Just saying.
True.
I mean, I do think I spit on them. Love Far Cry.
So wait, are we saying we're skipping Far Cry?
No, I'm getting it. You're skipping it?
What? No, you're not skipping it. You have to play it.
It's Far Cry. It's going to be awesome.
All right, well, let's me and Hefe play first, and then if we say you guys should get it, you guys should at least try and make an effort to.
Well, I was planning on it, but like if we're going, hey, maybe we don't need to get it right now.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying
I think
we're...
for me, it's a strong Game of the Year contender. So
I spit on Ubisoft and their annual releases now. Spit, Patui, okay. In their face.
That's nice.
I
I don't know what to say to that.
I think you guys have to get it because. Although I will probably have not a lot of time to play it, I'll probably get to play enough to decide whether it should win over Titanfall.
Comes out the same day as Dragon Age Inquisition, anyway.
And that's like one where like I don't have any interest in that. I'm sorry. Like
that's
I'll play
fine.
One day.
Like, I mean, I think we all understand that there are games that like are gonna maybe end up on our list, but. They're never going to win because we're never going to agree on them. So I think Dragon Age might be one of those games where,
right?
Like it might be an awesome game, but we're just not going to get everybody to agree on that game.
It's like the trailers for it look good, but I never liked what I played of those games. So it's like, you know, is it really going to be any different than those games? Probably not that much.
Well, I think Tony just described it as like it's a mix of like one and two together the way the game plays. So. If you
Which
did not maybe, like 1 and 2.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, you know, I tried those games out, like, as rentals. Sometimes, like, when I buy a game and, like, okay, I spent $60 on this, so I better try to, like, get something out of it. Then sometimes, like, I'll get deeper into it and be like, yeah, you know what? This is actually really good. But I don't want to do that right away, especially with, like, oh, and by the way, I just fucking got sucked into buying Little Big Planet 3 next week, so I have that on the fucking table for me.
I'm sorry.
It's too much. It's too much.
It's too many Help games. Me. I surrender. I'm never playing again. I'm giving up games because there's just too many.
I didn't
Gotta
think
feed that addiction. Here.
So, all right, cold Jeff, I'm gonna let you buy Far Cry 4, and then you could tell me if I need to play it.
You know what I'm gonna say.
Before we record.
You know what I'm gonna say.
I know, but like, you guys are telling me I need to play Shadow of Mordor.
That's another one.
Yeah, you definitely need to play that game.
Like,
that game is good.
So we're after next week, we really need to sit down
and say, okay, these are the games. Like, we need to limit the number we're allowed to support, so like it's down to like a favorite few.
Yeah, because like I'm only gonna have X amount of dollars.
Right.
I just have X amount of time. It's like, dude, I barely
that as well. But like, I can only buy so many games. Like, I haven't bought Shadow of Mordor yet, and. I was planning on getting Far Cry, but I'm like, I could save $60. Like, I'll get it at some point, just maybe not this week.
I have 4 games in my checkout for Amazon that I'm going to drop on Black Friday. Shadow of Mordor, Walking Dead Season 2, Hyrule Warriors, just because if it was cheap, I would get it, you know? And Lords of the Fallen, dude. No one's played that, huh?
No.
Don't
Doesn't
bother.
Doesn't sound good.
It's not going to be our game of the year.
I'm just saying for pure.
It looks,
yeah.
I watched it looks like Dark
Sean
Souls.
Likes it. It's his game of the year.
Well, no, he doesn't though. Like, cause it broke on him.
Yeah, but he's forgiven
it. Oh,
it
got
it.
Fixed again.
Yeah.
Oh, is he back to playing?
They patched that particular part where he got stuck.
Like, okay. It looks just like Dark
Souls. I saw it. I saw where he got.
Yeah, it's like him dying over and over again.
That would piss me off, man. It's like 40 hours into that.
That's what he did, too. He's like, I'm done. I'm not playing this anymore. They patched it. Yep.
I don't blame him.
I mean, I don't want to play that for Game of the Year purposes. I just want to play it, dude. Like, it sounds... It looks to me like awesome. That, like, I don't
that,
know.
That might be one of those ones you want to, like, see if, like, a sale goes on Black Friday or...
Well, that's why I have it sitting here.
Or wait till next year when things slow down. Is it on sale for Black Friday?
No, I'm just putting it into my Amazon checkout, and I'm, like, going to watch it. I'm
Target is doing a buy two, get one free right now as well.
But I feel like you wait till that the fucking Thursday, that Thanksgiving, man. You watch Amazon, you get fucking amazing deals, dude. I can't wait to win a spooch.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm making sure I'm saving my paycheck that's coming up next Friday or Black Friday.
But
definitely, I got to get that hard drive. That was a good call because they always have good deals on hard drives, too. Like, any computer parts you need, you should always get on Black Friday. You could probably build a computer at 50% cheaper.
See, I know... I'm just going to keep fucking deleting games all this generation. Like, no. I could easily just get a hard drive and make it easier. But
yeah, why don't you just get a hard drive, literally $100, or you can just annoy yourself for six-plus years.
I prefer to have Jeff complain.
No, I know, like, I go to set it up.
Dude, it's literally, you plug it into the Xbox,
you just plug it in, Jeff. Like, that's it. The,
I mean, how old is it? It's so easy to set up.
Just like how you put the disc in the Xbox and it works, right?
What?
This actually works a little bit better. I've never actually put a disc in my Xbox, so I don't know.
Oh.
But.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I've had major issues.
Technology.
Yeah. Well, don't use disc. That's my. My suggestion.
Well, how's Hefe going to sell everything after he gets bored with it?
That's what I told Earl. He's having so many problems with Halo. Like, it was still. He got it on Tuesday, and it was still installing yesterday.
Dude, what type of shitty ass internet?
I think it would install faster off the disc. You know what I mean? That's. I would.
Well,
buy
no, no. He bought the disc, and like it hit one of those things where it was just like.
Oh shit! That sucks.
Like where it wasn't, like it was saying it was like 80% complete and wasn't moving anymore. It's like I think that the install stopped and like your thing's broken.
Like, sucks.
Yeah. Discs.
I like it because discs. I'm gonna sell the Evil Within probably next week and turn it into Little Big Planet. Not that's gonna be much better, but.
No, but. So my take on that is I'm just glad I didn't buy the Evil Within.
I got some good times out of it. Good laughs we had.
Sure.
All right, yeah. So I think Tony's right. Like, after next week, maybe after Smash comes out, the week after, maybe the week of Thanksgiving, we go, hey, these are the games that...
Well, what if I told you guys Wolfenstein?
I have one.
What if I said that's what... But that's like a commitment, dude. That's like a 15-hour game.
Well, here's the thing, though.
I've played 8 hours of Wolfenstein. I don't like it.
Yes.
Oh.
And
boy. Oh, if he doesn't like it, and then
see, that's the thing. Chris doesn't like it, and like
I can't believe
he
you
gave
like
a really definitive opinion on why he doesn't like it. I tend to not waste
I can't
my
believe
time.
You don't like it. That's just.
I mean, I'm not saying like that. You're wrong, Jeff. I'm just like I'm not going to like. Go out and support you going, yes, Wolfenstein for game of the year. Like, it's like that one's just not.
Well, then
I'm not going to
scratch it. I'll keep it on my list, but I'm just saying we could just. I'm not going to tell y'all to go play it if Chris has already played a bunch of it and doesn't like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, same for anything. Like, if like, hey, like, if we suggest anything, you're like, nah, I played that, don't like it. Like, it's not gonna. There's no point in us going, yeah, that's the one. Like. If, like, you and Fozzie play Far Cry and you both come back and go, hey, you guys need to play this, then...
Yeah.
We'll sit down and we'll play Far Cry.
So I don't know what else. I would tell you to play Wii U games, but Tony wants stubborn
like,
out there. And...
Well, it's not just Tony either. Like, remember, like, Don doesn't have it either, so... Like, a Wii U game winning would... We would really have to make a great argument for it.
Oh, we have to factor Don into the game of the year? Fuck.
We do.
Yeah, remember that.
He doesn't play anything.
He plays lots of things.
Well,
just
but
garbage.
But he can get most of the games that we want to play, like, because he has a Gamefly subscription. So if something comes up and we're like, hey, you need to play this, we can tell him and he'll play it. doesn't mean he'll like it. Like, since he doesn't like Sunset Overdrive, so right there, we could throw that everything. One kind of down. Like, it probably won't go very high on our list. So,
wow.
trying to think of what, like,
I'm calling in sick to this podcast. That's
fine. It'll go better. It'll go better.
Trust me, FA. It's probably not going to make a goddamn.
Right, because well, Don came last year with a very different set of games than the rest of us, and like we gave him his token titles, and then we were able to push the rest of our agenda.
What Although was that one game that he, like, refused to, like... There's one game that he wanted that in, like, the top five or something. He, like, refused to not have it up there. And we're like, all right, put it up there. I don't know what it was, though. It wasn't Rogue Legacy. It was something else.
No, he did make a really strong push for Rogue Legacy. And we're like, we're not putting this any
for
higher
game
than,
of the
10.
Year?
It was his game of the year, though, wasn't it?
Dude, that game's cool, but come on, man.
I can make a strong case for Mount Your Friends this game of the year, but you homies won't be playing it.
I loved it, Mount My Friends.
All right, calm down.
All right, yeah, we'll reconvene on this game of the year nonsense.
Yeah, what the hell? This just became like a game of the year podcast.
Let's just end this podcast right here. Jeff, stop talking.
If you want to keep going,
I think you guys just goddamn it.
Just shut up, Jeff. Just be quiet.
Shut your face.
Jeff, did you play the new Mario Kart maps?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're good. They're really good.
Oh, okay. There's
some old ones in there, like just like old maps too. Like there's like that one that's the shape of Yoshi. Like the map of it is
okay.
It's the one from like GameCube. And then like they redid like they have. There's a Rainbow Road in there. It's the one from Super Nintendo. So like those are like you take them or leave them. Like some of them you'll like, some of them you won't because preference. But all the new ones are really good, I think. Like I really love.
And you can play as Link now.
Yes, that's pretty sweet.
Thank God.
Yeah, my one criticism about like the new characters, like yeah, Link is awesome, but then you got two other Mario characters, like it's Mario in a cat suit, or Mario in a Tanuki suit, or whatever, and Princess Peach in the cat suit. It's like, dude, come on, man, we have enough Mario in this game already. Like,
wait, you can play as Peach in a cat suit?
Yeah, come on. I think it's Peach. Yeah.
You can't be upset about that.
I'm not upset about it. It's just that like, why not, like, Captain Falcon or whoever, dude? Like,
nobody wants Captain Falcon.
Give me Samus.
I'll give you that one.
And I like, that was the, I don't know, but the new tracks are good. Like, I really like the Excitebike one, the F-Zero one, and the Zelda one. Those are all fucking awesome. So... Yeah, get excited for that. Bought it, right, Chris?
I haven't downloaded it yet, though. So, does it automatically download?
It's really confusing. Like,
okay, good.
Don't go. It should essentially do that, I guess. Though. Like, I was looking for it in the shop, and it's like purchase. I was like, dude, I did purchase this. And then, like, I went into the game itself, and like, I went to go like, they're there on the screen when you go to the Grand Prix or whatever. Like, the cup is there. I go to select it. It's like. It says, come back when, like, this game is available, like, and it says, like, you've pre-ordered it. I was like, what is going on, dude? Like, I mean, all that happened was, like, I restarted, like, my whole system and the game, like, three times, and then all of a sudden, like, it downloaded it automatically, and it worked. So, I don't know, maybe you won't have that problem, but it's really weird. It's just, like, but, yeah, do it.
All right. With you. Yes, we'll do that this weekend. We'll play. And we should play some Call of Duty too. This is going long, so let's skip news, and unless there was anything specific that we wanted to talk about.
No.
We'll come back next week with something.
Yeah, I got.
There'll be a podcast of some kind.
Yeah.
Like soon.
There's so many fucking games.
Too many. too much.
Like, I still have PC games I need to, like, try out. Like, Jesus.
See Master Race.
Well, I know Tony wants me to try Divinity.
Yeah.
I haven't got to that yet.
Ooh, I could talk about Medieval Total War 2.
Let's not talk about that.
All right. Now how about
Napo, next one? You betrayed me.
I did not.
Wait, save that for next week, because I need to hear all about this. Yeah.
I've been betrayed just like in real life.
All right. We'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.